Welcome to the Beers and Ears Podcast. Here are your hosts, Casey Woolley and Matthew Brown.
Hello, everyone, and welcome into the Beers and Ears Podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm going to be getting out of the way soon because we are celebrating our four-year anniversary. Holy cats. It has been 4 years of us being on the airwaves, and you all are still listening, and we're having a great time, even though life is absolute chaos, which is why this episode is just a little bit late. I'm recording this intro at 12:30, right before I'm about to publish this episode. But anyway, so we decided, Casey and I decided that, you know, we've been doing of our own Imagineering. And we decided to talk to some children in our lives about what do they want to see at the parks. So Casey interviewed his niece and nephew. I interviewed my daughter, who did not understand that podcasting is a hearing medium. So she at some point tries to like show a picture. And I had to try to coax some things out of her, but hey, regardless, it's fun. So I hope you have a good time. We are so thankful for you all. You've been listening for the last 4 years. We're still going strong. We are excited about where this is going. So thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to get out of the way and let's get to the interviews.
Hey, Blake and Lily, how are you guys?
Good. How about you?
I'm good. So I have here my wonderful and beautiful and smart niece, Lily, and my awesome basketball player and funny nephew, Blake. And you guys have heard me talk about them on the podcast before, but this is, I think, your first time ever being on the podcast, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are no stranger to radio, though. Your dad does radio and TV and all kinds of stuff. I think it runs in the family, don't you?
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you guys may or may not know this, but Uncle Casey has had a podcast for over just about 4 years now that I've done with my really good friend, Matt. Yes. We have like 200 episodes and it's all about Disney. It's about Disney World and Disney movies. Your dad's been on it a couple times. He helped me talk about the Cars franchise once, Blake, because we know how much you like cars, right? So we are getting ready to celebrate our 4 year anniversary. How awesome is that? So 4 years doing this, coming up here, today actually, or tomorrow. So it's coming up pretty quick. But the reason why I have you on is because you guys like Disney too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So you guys just went to Disney last year. And so real quick, let's do this. Let's start here. Blake, we'll start with you. What was the most favoritest thing that you got to do when you were at Disney last year? You can only pick one. I know you had a lot, but pick one of your most favoritest things that you got to do.
Go on the Guardians of the Galaxy ride with just Lolly and me.
Ooh, that's a fun ride, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you like most about that ride, Blake?
It goes really fast.
Yeah, it does. It goes really fast and spins around. It's got really cool music and stuff. You know, some of that music's the stuff that Grandma and Grandpa used to listen to when they were kids.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, right. All right, Lily, what about you? What was one of your most favoritest things to do while you were at Disney last year?
Probably Guardians of the Galaxy as well.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. It's Uncle Casey's favorite ride too. So I'm very excited about that. Okay. So here's why I want to talk to you guys. So Disney is such a super fun place, right? And I know you have so much fun when you go to Disney. But one of the things that Disney fans like me and you and people who listen to this podcast like to do is to think about what else could Disney add to its parks to make it even more fun. So that's what I want to bring you on. You guys are kids and Disney's meant for kids, right? So I want you to think about if you could be the person in charge and say, I'm going to build this ride, or I'm going to build this restaurant, or I'm going to build this gift shop, or I'm going to sell this type of product, or I'm going to do whatever, what would it be? What would you build? Don't worry about money. Just what would you build? What do you want to see Disney do to make it even more fun?
I have
Who
two
wants to
things.
start? Okay, Blake, we'll start with you, buddy.
Okay, so the first thing is a genie ride.
A genie ride. So from Aladdin. Ooh,
Yeah.
tell me more about this. What would it be like?
Like, I want it to be really fast and almost like Guardians of the Galaxy. Like at the first part, you go backwards and then you switch again. It
Ooh,
was so
okay.
much fun.
Yeah. So when you're on this genie ride, so it'd be like a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Very good. And where would you be when riding this genie ride? Like, would you be in the Cave of Wonders? Would you be in the genie's lamp? Where would you be when riding this genie ride?
The lamp.
The lamp. You'd be inside the lamp. So it'd be like genie giving you a tour inside the lamp, huh?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. I like that. Do you get wishes while you're on the ride? Like three wishes or anything?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. All right, very good. All right, so that was number one. So that's what you'd like to see. Before we go to your second one, Blake, let's see. Lily said she had one. So Lily, what about you?
I'd create a restaurant that is in Magic Kingdom that would be based on like the 100th like celebration of Disney.
Ooh, I like it. Okay, so what kind of food would they serve?
They'd serve things that are like themed by each character. So like there'd be like special menus like based on each character, and then they can order like a meal from that.
Like that. So, like, let's see here. What? Give me one idea of a character that would have a meal in this restaurant that you'd like to see served.
Let's do with Minnie.
Ooh, Minnie Mouse. Okay, all right. And what would the Minnie Mouse dish be at this restaurant? Would it be like a dessert?
Yes, it can be
Yeah,
like a
okay, so it'd be a
dessert.
dessert. Yeah, I like that. I think Minnie Mouse likes to make cakes and cookies and stuff. So maybe it's a Minnie Mouse cake. You know, it's got
Yeah,
polka
like
dots
it's
on it or something.
Yeah, a bow with polka dots.
I got an idea for one that we could serve at this restaurant, and it revolves around Elsa. And
Ooh.
imagine if Elsa's dish was some kind of like a frozen ice cream or something that was in her color blue
Ooh.
that she wears. That'd be a lot of fun, right? I like
Yeah,
that.
that'd be really cool.
I like that. You know, I had an idea a couple weeks ago on one of the episodes that I did with my friend Matt, where I came up with a restaurant based around the villains.
Ooh, that'd be really, really cool.
Wouldn't that be fun, right? And
Yes.
it'd be hosted by Cruella de Vil from 101 Dalmatians, and like Maleficent would be there, and Scar would be there, and Jafar would be there, and Captain Hook, and they all would have different foods based around their personalities, right? How cool would that be?
That'd be really, really cool.
Yeah. All right, Blake, you said you had a second one. What's the other one you have?
It's almost like Lolly's. But a Disney 100 ride. Like it goes through the timeline through all the Disney movies that you made.
Ooh, I like that. Like a historical type, like not even a historical, but just a really, now would it be fast moving or a slow moving?
Slow.
So kind of slow moving, like almost like watching a movie but on a ride, kind of, right?
Yeah. It's also
I
kind of like
like
the
that.
Small World, I think.
That's fun. Hey, there you go. You know, and Small World's got such an important history with Disney. It's been around for so long. You know that it's a small world when Walt Disney himself, he made that ride for something called a World's Fair. Do you know what a World's Fair is?
No.
So a
No.
World's Fair is something that they used to do many, many, many years ago. They do them once every like 10 years. And they'd bring them in for several years at a time to like places like New York and Chicago, and places, companies, and countries from all around the world would sponsor giant pavilions to showcase the latest technology of the time. And the 1964 World's Fair is the one that Walt Disney made It's a Small World for. Isn't that kind of fun? You know, in 1964, Grandma and Grandpa were only 8 years old.
Oh wow.
That's how old that
Jeez.
ride. That's how old that ride is. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All right, Lily, do you have any other ideas? Anything more that you'd
I
like to
don't think
see
so.
built in the park? Okay, if you could have one attraction built on a character or built around a character that doesn't already have an attraction. So I already know the genie was one of them, but if you could think of one character that is one of your favorite characters that you'd like to see an attraction built in Walt Disney for, what would it be or who would it be?
I would probably say Stitch. Ooh.
Itch. You know, I agree with you. You know, there is actually an attraction, or there used to be an attraction based around Stitch at Magic Kingdom in Tomorrowland. It was called Stitch's Great Escape. And you would go in there and you'd go in this really dark room, and Stitch would be in the center of the room and he was trapped, and he'd get out, and then the lights would go out, and he'd move around the room and he'd burp chili dog in your face.
Ew.
I know it was really gross, I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, so I agree. Stitch, because of how popular Stitch is, he absolutely needs an attraction. Now, Lily, what kind of attraction would you build with Stitch? What would it look like? Do you have any idea? Would it be like a roller coaster? Maybe a dark ride? Would it be a movie? A
I feel like
smaller ride?
that it might be like 'cause like I know that Stitch gets like he gets like really mad when people do like many things, so like I feel like that it should be like a dark ride, and then like when people are making noises, like he just pops out of nowhere.
I
I
like
feel like that
it.
would
I
be
like
really
it a
great.
lot. I think it could be a water ride and you go surfing with Stitch.
Yes.
That could be a lot of fun too, right?
Just don't make anything burp on your face.
You
Okay, yeah, we're
don't
not
want
gonna
the
do that.
smell of chili dog on your face, Blake? No,
Ugh.
I'm with you. All right, Blake, what about you? If you could pick one character that you'd like to see an attraction based on, what would it be?
I would say Mickey.
Mickey. Okay. So have you guys been on Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway yet?
Yep,
Yep.
yes.
So that's a fun one, right? So if you were to pick another attraction based on Mickey, what would it be like? What would you do with it?
I would make it really fast.
Make it
And like
really
it
fast.
goes
Okay.
really high, and then you can see like the whole Magic Kingdom.
Ooh, I like that. You'd almost do like a magic carpet ride with Mickey around the Magic Kingdom. How cool would that be? You know, back in the day with Magic Kingdom, there used to actually be giant gondolas that took you up over the park and then brought you back down into the park. So you could see Main Street USA all the way to Tomorrowland. How cool is that?
That looks that
Right?
I think that would be really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, one more question for you guys. Let's say you had the ability, the chance to build your very own theme park at Disney, have a fifth park. So you already got Magic Kingdom, you've got Epcot, you've got Hollywood Studios, you got Animal Kingdom, but now you're going to build your fifth park. What would you call it? And what would your first ride be that you would put in there? Anyone want to go first?
I would do a Neverland Kingdom.
Really? Ooh, I like this. So based around Peter Pan and Captain Hook.
Yeah.
So you'd have like the Jolly Roger ship in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And
Have the Lost
a little like
Boys.
and there was something there was this little tree plaything by Winnie the Pooh and Tigger to meet and greet, and I would
Okay.
like put that the tree that their hideout was for like little kids.
That's exciting. I like that a lot. I like that the tree house that Peter Pan and the Lost Boys hang out in, right? That's awesome. Have you seen the movie Hook yet, Blake?
Yeah.
Yeah, such a good movie, right? It's not even a Disney movie, but it feels like a Disney movie. I've always been a Captain Hook fan. He's one of my favorite villains. I love Captain Hook.
Same. He's my favorite.
He's so cool. All right, Lily, what about you?
I would probably do a Walt Disneyland.
Oh.
A Walt Disneyland, so a combination of Walt Disney World and Disneyland. Okay, so what kind of attractions would you put in here?
I feel like it'd be like a mix of like a lot of rides. Like it'd be like really, really fast ones and like
Okay.
slow ones. I have one.
Okay. 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 Go ahead, Blake.
I have an idea for like a timeline of Walt Disney.
The timeline of Walt Disney. I like that. You know, there's a walkthrough timeline of Walt Disney at Hollywood Studios. And so
There
you can
is.
actually there is. It's called Walt One Man's Dream. And it walks
Oh,
you
I
through.
think. Oh, yeah,
Yeah.
I think we've went in there before.
It's fun. It's a fun little attraction. Absolutely. I like that a lot. Hey, Blake, I've got a trivia question for you since you're such a Captain Hook fan. What hand does Captain Hook have the hook on?
I forgot that one. Right?
Technically his left. So I'm going to read this to you. It says that the hook is fixed to his right hand, but it's often changed to his left hand in film adaptation. So in different movies, it's in his left hand. So I get this one wrong all the time myself, but it is technically his left hand. Okay. You guys just got to play Imagineers. How exciting was that?
Very,
You guys know
very
what an
cool.
you guys know what an Imagineer is?
No.
All right.
I might have a guess.
All right, what's your guess?
I feel like it's where like people can like it kind of like express like what they're thinking and like they can put it to life.
So back when Walt had made a bunch of movies back in the 1930s and 40s, he had this idea for a park that no one had ever done before called Disneyland back in 1955, before Grandma and Grandpa were even born. And at the
Jeez.
time, he took the idea of engineers, people who can build things and be scientists and artists and all these things, and people who use their imagination, and he put it together and he called them Imagineers. And ever since then, there have been Imagineers in the Walt Disney Company. So you guys just got a chance to play some Imagineers for a little bit because that's the first start of what we do, which is we get to imagine what could be. And you know, Walt used to have the saying. And I'll let you guys go. He used to say, when one of his coworkers, when one of his employees would go to him and say, "Hey, Walt, I have a good idea." Walt would say, "Well, you've got an idea. I'll tell you if it's good or not." And so I will say you had some really good ideas, guys. I really think they were fantastic. So thank you for doing this. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Da,
What
da,
can
da,
I say
da, da,
except
da, da.
welcome?
Exactly. All right. Well, you guys have a good rest of your day. I love you guys.
Love you too.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is the portion of the podcast where I bring in my special one of my special guests, and this is my daughter Eliza. Can you say hi?
Hi.
Is there anything you want to tell the people of the podcast? Like just about you? What do you like to do?
All right,
Oh, all right, so you're just diving right in, right? Okay, so I asked Eliza to design a ride. What ride would she put in Disney World? And Eliza, what did you do?
I put on the Tiana ride, and it was so great, so that would be great for an astronaut.
An
And
astronaut.
oh,
Is this a roller coaster?
yeah, I think so.
Okay. What characters would we see on the ride?
Oh, my, like Tiana, Naveen. Wow.
Anyone else? Or just Tiana and Naveen?
Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my
Would we
gosh.
see Rimmon, the Firefly?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What about Dr. Facilier?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What kind, so it's a roller coaster. What does the ride look like? What does the ride vehicle look like?
So it looks like
Oh, it looks like a box. Okay. What color is it?
oh, it may be green.
Green. Oh, that's a good color because the frogs are green.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else did you see? Yeah, you made some tickets for the ride for me and you.
Be right
Oh,
back.
you're gonna go get them. Okay. So yes, I can tell someone that is going to be very excited about the Splash Mountain redo, aka Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Here I come.
Okay, you're coming back.
All right. So this one's mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that. It says Eliza.
This one's Dad.
And that one says Dad. So so your ride takes an individual ticket, you're saying. So you're going OG Disney, and you're bringing the ticket books back?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it. Actually, that'd be a pretty good idea for Disney to do one day. It's like a vintage thing. Like, do a vintage day and, like, do some e-tickets and have people, like, tear it off and give to people. That'd be pretty cool. Did you have any other ideas for rides? Any other, like, characters you want to see on rides?
What do they have?
Well, no, it sounds... I'm asking you for your ideas. What do you think they should put at Disney World?
Ooh. Maybe they'll put a Mary Poppins.
Oh, a Mary Poppins ride. How would that ride go?
Ooh.
What would you do on that ride? What would you see?
Maybe we would really sit.
We would sit? Okay.
In a carousel.
In a carousel? And then maybe the carousel would go off the rails like it did?
Yeah. I like the Dumbo.
You like the Dumbo ride? We went on that one, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. What else? So you love Mary Poppins ride would be very cool. What other movie do you think that would be really cool for a ride? What about a High School Musical ride? What would that ride look like? What would you do on a High School Musical ride?
Well, maybe we'll really sit in a stage.
And sit on a stage?
Because you know what?
What?
They do a show on the stage.
So maybe instead of a ride, it would be a show? Maybe a High School Musical show?
Yeah.
And what songs do you think we'd sing on the High School Musical show?
Wow. Maybe all the songs from High School Musical.
Which one is your favorite song from High School Musical?
Like...
Can you give us a sample of your favorite song?
Like Bop to the Top.
Can you sing like a couple bars of that?
Oh, I like
that. Nice job. Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Okay. So, yeah, High School Musical thing would be really fun. You know, there's a roller coaster called Rockin' Roller Coaster.
What?
Yeah. It stars Aerosmith, but it would be pretty cool if it starred High School Musical. Oh, goodness. Anything else you want to say? This is our... So, to let you know, this... Me and Mr. Casey have been doing this podcast for 4 years.
What?
Yeah. So, this is 4 years. That's almost as old as you are. And so, anything else you want to say while you've got a microphone in front of you about Disney? Whatever. Anything?
I love Disney. My favorite movie is Frozen.
Yeah? Do you have a favorite character? Or is that too difficult of a question?
I like... My favorite character is Sven.
Sven? Okay.
He's very silly.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Alright, well, I think that wraps up our section. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You think maybe sometime you can come on again and talk Disney stuff with us?
Oh, yep.
Okay.
I'll make another scene.
Okay. Can you say bye-bye?
Bye.
Alrighty, so hope you all enjoyed those. I know I had a good time. My daughter was very literally, like, all week leading up to when we were going to record, asking, when is it happening? When are we going to do it? So it was very fun, as you know, proud dad moment there. So I felt like it was kind of weird to just end the podcast there. So I decided to hop back in for an outro. You're going to get sick of us saying it. I'm sure we'll say it on the next pod when Casey and I are back together. thank you again for listening for these 4 years. We're going to keep the content coming. Definitely a lot has changed in 4 years, and life is a little bit busier, but that's okay. We're having a good time, and there's lots of fun stuff to talk about. So, as always, if you have episode ideas, like if you have an idea of something we want to do, or you want us to do, you can email us, beersandears1928@gmail.com. Check out our Facebook group, Beers and Ears Podcast. You can head over to CaseyWoolley.com if you're looking to plan a vacation, not just a Disney one, but Universal or all expense, you know, resort things. You can head on over to CaseyWoolley.com, and he can help you out with that. If you're looking to support the show, you can go to FakeSportsTeams.com, and you can pick up some Beers and Ears exclusive Fake Sports Teams, as well as our logo shirt and hoodie. And I guess we have a pint glass as well that looks pretty dope. I think I'm going to get that for myself. So I'm going to support my own show. You can check, if you are into tabletop gaming, Sorcerer Network on YouTube. I play Ticket to Ride pretty much every night. So come see all the faux pas that I have on a nightly basis. And I think that's it. And I don't have Casey to do an outro, so... Bye!